Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. Hey everyone, I just want to give a quick disclaimer. I'm not feeling well today when I recorded this message, but it didn't stop me from going ahead and recording it. So forgive me for the way that I sound, and I hope that you can get something from the message. Happy New Year! So it's January the 1st, 2024, and I'm curious. Did your 2023 year turn out the way that you expected it? If it did not, what happened? This year, I always tell people it might be a good idea to not set a resolution as far as achieving anything in particular until you do one thing, and that is get to know yourself. Some people want a new year to start off with these big goals, saving money, buying something new, having a baby, getting married. But none of those things will matter if we don't do the most important thing first, and that is become emotionally intelligent. Emotional intelligence is so key to living the best life that you can live. Why? Because emotional intelligence will be the thing that will determine how your relationships are going to be. So if you're somebody that maybe cannot afford therapy, then I would suggest that you figure these things out first until you are able to process other things that may have happened to you in the past with a mental health professional. So what is the first thing that you may need to know about yourself? I would say it is what triggers you. You need to know what your triggers are, because if you don't understand the triggers, you can't even address the things that create and cause those triggers to happen in the first place. One of the things that I recognized triggered me was loneliness or being at home on a weekend. Those days triggered me a lot because it started reminding me that I'm not in a relationship or I don't have anybody to hang out with or do things with. So instead of sitting around waiting for the weekend to come and waiting for myself to be triggered, I started doing something intentional. I started making plans for myself for the weekend, especially if I'm going to be by myself. And so I started planning trips and I started planning weekend getaways in order to make myself have an enjoyable weekend. So the weekends weren't something that I was dreading anymore. It was something that I was looking forward to. And it could be something small as going to the movies or going for a walk. I started planning things for myself so the weekend didn't come and I was sitting around wondering what's wrong with my life and what's wrong with me and how come I'm not with someone. The second thing that needs to happen is forgiving yourself. I noticed yesterday before the new year came in that my mind was playing and replaying all the things that I did wrong in my life. And I'm not even sure what triggered those thoughts, but I started thinking about some of the things that I've done wrong and wishing that I could turn the clock back and not do those things. But the reality is that can never happen. So forgiving yourself for past mistakes and past choices that didn't turn out well is a number one priority. You can't change anything about what happened and it's already done. Third, forgive others. No one can repay what you believe was taken from you because it's over with. It's done. And however you felt when it happened, that is never going to be corrected. You're always going to have a memory of how you felt. You're always going to have a memory of what was removed from you or taken from you. You're always going to have a memory of the pain that you experienced. So they can't replay or give that back to you, which you lost. They cannot, even if they borrowed money from you. Yes, people can borrow money from you. I mean, they can pay you back for the money that they borrowed from you, but they can never correct how you felt as a result of not paying it back. You went through lots of emotions about the money that they took from you, and that emotion robbed you of having a good day or good week or good month or however long you thought about what they didn't pay back. So they can't repay that back, that time back. So forgive the debt that you can never get repaid. And debt is not always about money. Debt could be stolen youth. It could be removal of possessions. It could be a lot of different things. So it can't be repaid. So just forgive them for what you believe they did to you. You have to have some kind of social awareness and some kind of empathy, because the reality of it is if you are so focused on others and what they did wrong or what you wanted them to do and they didn't do, then you will never have the ability to really forgive or to even view the world from their point of view. Now, we're not justifying bad behavior or what somebody's done. We're just saying that you have to develop some type of social awareness and empathy about others and what may have been happening during the time that something went wrong with your relationship. Next, I want you to answer this question. How do I show up in relationships? When you connect with other people, whether it is a relationship at work, relationship at school, relationship in your home, relationship with your friends and social circle, how do you show up? Do you show up mad? Do you show up angry? Do you show up judging? Do you show up criticizing? Do you show up competing? How do you show up in those relationships? Do you show up in the relationship wanting everything to be the way that you want it without even considering the other person? What type of person are you actually? Are you going or being in that relationship because you want to take from the person you're in a relationship with? Or are you in a relationship and do you show up as a person that wants to give as much of themselves to the person? And just because you want to give so much love and everything to the other person doesn't mean that the person should want all of that. Because sometimes you can want to give a whole lot and people are not in the capacity to receive it, and they may not want it, and they may find that it is a little bit overbearing. So how do you show up when you get into any type of relationship with somebody? Do you make space for the person to show up the way that they need to show up? Do you make space for the person to be their authentic self? Think about that question and then look at some of the past relationships you've had and think about what you could have done differently if there was a way to replay that moment. And I also want you to think and consider, when you show up in relationships, are you a flexible person or rigid? And flexible meaning that you can adapt, you can make adjustments, Or are you so rigid that if it doesn't go how you would want it to go, does that interfere with having a very good relationship? A lot of times when we get into these relationships, we see people in certain roles, and we're so rigid about the role that they should play that we forget about the humanity of the person. Roles are just that, they're roles. They do not represent who the person is. So, for instance, if it is your parent, just because we have deemed them a parent according to society doesn't mean that that role as a parent trumps everything. No, the role that trumps everything is them being human. Everybody is human first. And they may be in certain roles, and those roles help for other people to be able to identify the type of relationship you have. But the person is not that role. The person is a human. So if we can drop these categories that we give to people and just see them as human, we will make space for them to make mistakes. We will make space for them to show up based off of whatever they're going through without judgment, and we will stop seeing them as the character that they have to play in the role that they're in. Everybody is human. It doesn't matter what the color of the skin is, it doesn't matter whether a gender is placed, it doesn't matter. Everyone is human, and everyone will have moments where they want to be bothered, they don't want to be bothered. They want to be touched, they don't want to be touched. They want to be by themselves, or they want to be with other people. They will be somebody that will have bad days, and those days will really affect others in their space. And that's okay because they're human, and so are you. So drop categories and let go of the titles and the roles and start seeing everyone as just human. Fourth, everybody, when they have an unmet need, will do everything that they can to meet the need. And that means survival. If we are in need of food, we will do whatever we can to get food because it's necessary for survival. If we are thirsty, we will do everything to meet that need to keep from dying because it's a matter of survival. So we will adapt to conditions and the environment, and we will try to do everything we can to meet a need. When people have unmet needs, you'll be surprised, and maybe you're not surprised, but you'll be surprised at what people will do to get a need met. So sometimes that looks bad. Sometimes it doesn't seem ideal for the way that they go about trying to meet the need. But we're human, and we will do whatever we can to survive. And if we think the thing that we need is a matter of survival, we will manipulate a situation to get the need met. So when you see people do things and you would say, I would never do that, you might want to consider that or reconsider that because you can't know what you will and won't do when you have an unmet need, and that need is necessary for survival. Fifth thing that I would want you to consider is, what is necessary to transform your life into the way that you want it to be? You are responsible for the life that you live and the way that you want to live your life. So, what experience do you wish to have? If you want to have those experiences, have them. Do what's necessary to work through all the things that you've been dealing with your life up until this point, in order to correct things and get your life the way that you want it. Transform your life. Because the thing is, if you are in a harsh environment right now and you really want to transform your life, you have to consider how to get out of the environment or adapt to the environment that you are in. But the thing is, you don't want to cause harm to anybody that is in the same space as you, because it will ruin relationships. So if the environment that you're in is harsh and you can no longer maintain the life that you want to have in the harsh environment, figure out, one, if it's something that you need to really work on internally to do better in the environment that you're in, or is it something that you have to work on internally in order to get yourself out of that environment into one that's more ideal? Ask yourself, what type of life do you want to experience? And what's getting in the way with you having that experience? I hope this will trigger something in you to go out and have the best life that you can possibly have, because it doesn't make a difference if we have a resolution to obtain something, if we have yet to obtain true emotional intelligence, meaning you're self-aware, you're self-controlled, and you're self-managed, and you're socially aware and empathetic. Take care of what you need to take care of, whatever that might be: food, security, shelter, safety, finances. Take care of those things that affect anyone as that's a human, and then work on the things that are needing to be adjusted internally. All right, everyone, until the next time, good mental health, good spiritual health, and as always, good physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or giving it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackedmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.